This is Coach Chanel Dawn.
Radio.
Good evening. This is Coach Chanel Bud, and tonight we will be speaking on the selfless love lessons. And the title of tonight's show is Distractions. So tonight we will touch on this. It was supposed to be scheduled for last Thursday, but due to technical difficulties, we are on tonight. And so I am going to speak on lesson number 5, and I will go ahead and begin to read it. Once I read the lesson, I will have it open for questions or feedback, and then at the end of the show will be a prayer. So let's start right now with the title, Distractions, and I'm going to go ahead and start reading. Distractions are obstacles that arise daily. Mostly, the distractions come from people such as family, friends, or unexpected urgent situations. Being aware of the distractions will help you manage it better, knowing that you have control over your response to it. Yes, you have control over many distractions through your responses to situations that are not planned or not an urgent issue or concern. Try not to overexert your yeses and let your no's be your no's. Basic awareness of distraction. These are my bullet points that I would like for everybody to jot down, and if you have the book, go ahead and, you know, make your notes and everything accordingly. So I have 4 bullet points on this one, and the first one is a sudden force of confusion that arises out of nowhere. Pay attention by listening closely to understand if it's urgent or if it can wait. Number 2 is stay focused on what is important and attend to daily responsibilities first. Be honest about what you are capable of doing and say no to what you cannot handle. When able and capable, you can assist someone in need as long as it will not distract you from your planned activities for the day. So with this title and topic today, those are just small, little, simple, basic bullet points. But distraction can really frustrate you and can really, you know, change your shift in your direction in what you have. Like if you're focused on specific things, you have a schedule, you have a plan, and you're trying to go according to that, distractions come to keep you sometimes from the purpose and the plan that you have. So I'm going to go ahead and read one or two Bible verses in regards to distraction. And I think that this is important for especially those who have a relationship with the Lord or who seek the relationship with the Lord and just, you know, sometimes feel discouraged or you feel like these distractions are getting the better half of you and you don't know how to handle it or what to do. So I'm going to touch on it spiritually and biblically, just so that we can get an understanding from both aspects. So the first one I wanted to touch on was Luke 10 and 38. Well, actually, it's Luke 10, 38 and 42. So now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And in this instance, Martha and Mary, their sisters. So it says here, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. So in that, Mary was concerned about the one important thing, the most important thing, and she stayed focused on that one important thing versus Martha, the sister. She had many things, and she was a server, but she had so much going on that she lost focus on the one most true and important thing, and that was that Jesus was there. And the sister Mary chose the rightful thing, and that was to be at his feet to hear his word. So in our day-to-day lives, we can be focused on, okay, I have to go and I have to work, I have to get my children, I have to take care of my husband. But then you get calls from the outside that may distract you on the things that are the most important for you to do in that day or in that moment. So when they come about, the most important thing I would suggest is to rationalize with yourself as, okay, is this important? Is this something that will take precedency over what I've already got to do in my day-to-day? Or is this something that can wait? Or is it even relevant for you? Because sometimes a lot of distractions come and they're not even relevant for you. They're not your responsibility. They're things that are thrown about so that you can lose focus on what it is you're supposed to be doing. So I'll give you one more Bible verse, and then I will take any type of feedback or questions you may have. I just thought that Mary and Martha and Jesus being a visitor in their home was a very good example of having your mindset and focused on the most important thing, and then having someone who is thrown off by many different things and being distracted. Sometimes you miss out on your biggest blessing because the distractions are there to keep you from that. So let's go, and I am going to look at one more verse. So I'm going to do Psalms. I'm going to do Psalms 19 and 14. And that one is, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So I'm going to go ahead and read. So actually, that one is saying, moreover, by them is thy servant warned. And in keeping of them, there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. So another thing it says, the last part of this is, verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So sometimes we have to be careful of the things that we yearn for that are not acceptable unto the Lord, because these are also distractions as well. It could be self-gratification. It could be self-temptation, you know, things that you're tempted with, worldly things, and things like that. So we have to keep in mind to always have the Lord on our heart and in our mouth. Meditate on the Lord, his word, and what is acceptable unto him. And so when we fall weak in those areas, you know, ask him, oh, Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen me. Help me. Help me to get past the things that are keeping me from you, because it's not always other people who can be the distraction. It's also us as well. Our own fleshly things that we want can distract us from the things that God really has for us. And so there's a lot of deception, because what the flesh wants is not what the Lord wants. And so with us wanting that, it can become a distraction in our lives to keep us from what God truly knows is beneficial and best for us. So those are the things that I wanted to touch on this evening. And I'm going to share a testimony in regards to some of the things that I've been enduring over the last week. So I was touching on this topic of distraction, and it's a very important and very powerful topic because this is one of the things that the enemy uses as a tool. And anytime you have confusion and distractions, you have to know and you have to take a step back to think, okay, what is it that the Lord is saying? What am I missing? Because these distractions and the confusion comes to keep us from what God has for us. And a lot of times it can be right there. It can be very, very close. And we allow ourselves to focus more on the distractions versus what it is that the Lord is saying or wanting for us and from us. And so I had technical difficulties. I've had a lot of different, you know, like electronical stuff happen, cell phone broke, a lot of things that are not my norm. And so I knew in that time and in that space, okay, there's a reason for this happening. What is the reason? And sometimes it's because the Lord is trying to get our attention and he's blocking against what the enemy is attempting to do. So with that, the last key thing I want to say is that, yes, the Lord allows for the enemy to test us. He will give permission for those things, but in those things that he gives permission for, they are tests. We still have the control and the power to choose to do the Lord's will and the Lord's work and trust in the Lord in all things, and that will destroy the test of the enemy. So is there anyone on that would like to give any feedback, or would like to say anything? Any questions? So the selfless love talk lessons are very practical. They're short little lessons with important key facts. And so the reason why I started this show is because I wanted people to be more aware of the things they deal with on a daily basis, because life is not easy. And going through certain trials and tribulations and things like that, you know, you need encouragement and you need people who will inspire and, you know, help to push and give you the motivation that you need. So that's what I'm here for. It's an open forum. You're able to speak. You're able to ask questions. You're able to share testimonies, information. Again, you can find my selfless love lessons on Amazon. I have it in the ebook, and I also have it in paperback. My email address is coachchanelb@gmail.com. I have a website, and it's www.mondaymorningclientservices.com. And so I just wanted to let you know that you are welcome to join in. And I am actually going to go ahead and put a caller on live.
Hello?
So, yes, the phone number ending in 0968.
Yes, hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Hi, how you doing, Chanel? I enjoyed your opening statement on distraction, and I totally agree with the information, because distraction is so important that we focus on why we're being distracted. Like you were speaking, you know, when if the Lord is trying to take us one way, or situation is trying to take us one way, and all of a sudden now the clear, you know, people start calling or your children or whatever, you know, come and run up to you, and you're trying to get things settled and straightened out, and you just can't. Sometimes in that, you have to stop, and you have to figure out what is going on, why all of a sudden, you know, this distraction, you know, came to be, you know, and sometimes we have to pull back and just figure, you know, figure out what's going on. But I enjoy how you explained, how you characterized, and even how you used the word of God to, you know, format your decision-making on how to handle one thing at a time, to get one thing completed so that you can get to the next level. Because when you do too many things all together, there's your distraction. You want to have to stop and just take one of it, you know, and do each one according to how you handle to get back into focus. So I wanted to tell you thank you for that, sharing your information.
You're welcome. Thank you. So is there anyone else that would like to speak or have any comments, questions, feedback? So the next topic that will be discussed for next week is going to be on faithfulness. And faithfulness is one of my favorite topics as well, is because faithfulness is in regards to not only your partner or other people, but to yourself. And being faithful to yourself and trusting yourself and being dependable for yourself really honestly will dictate how you are with other people. And in the event that you are not able to be faithful for yourself, how can you expect someone else to be faithful with you? So that's one of the other things that I want to share and talk about, but that will be next week. And I'm going to ask that everyone goes ahead and will list what their faithful, what faithfulness means to them. In relationships, spirituality, and also for themselves. And tonight's show, I'm going to wrap up in just a little bit. I just wanted to make sure that I addressed, you know, and gave feedback and answer questions for everyone that is on tonight. So is there anyone else that would like to give feedback or have any questions in regards to distractions this evening? All right, so I'm going to go ahead and join in a caller and just ask a question really quickly. Hello. I have a caller whose number ends with 3447. Can you hear me? Hello? All right, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is wrap up. I'm going to say a quick prayer this evening. I really pretty much hit on everything for distractions for this evening. If there's any questions, feedback, feel free to, you know, put a review. You can also email me, and that's CoachChanelB@gmail.com. Any questions, concerns, topics that you want to hear about in the future, I'm open to that. But I'll go ahead and start our prayer. So, Heavenly Father, I just come to you right now thanking you, Lord, for this day, for the show, for the people who are connected and the ones that are listening, Lord. I ask you to cover each and every last one of us through our day-to-day. I ask you to open us up, Lord Jesus, to be able to receive what it is that you have for us. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Let us be followed by your will and your way. I ask for a special hedge of protection over everyone, Lord, because we are doing what it is that you would have us do in this day, Lord. So I just ask that you would touch and heal and do whatever it is that is on everyone's heart, their needs, Heavenly Father, you know, their concerns. Just pour into us all, Lord. I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the people, Lord, and I just thank you for what you're going to do. And I know that this is just the beginning. So I ask that they share. I ask that they go out and they touch someone, you know, and just pour out love, because at the end of the day, that's what you are and that's what you want for us. You want us to be able to pour into other people and show them, Lord, that they can get through. And I just thank you for using me as a vessel. I thank you for just having that favor over my life, Lord, to be able to do this for you. And you trusted me to do it for you. So I just thank you, and I thank everyone that is connected. And I just say all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So tonight's show is short. I'm going to go ahead and I have one caller that would like to speak, so I'm going to try to get her on so that she can speak. Hello, can you hear me? Oh, I know what I'm doing wrong. Okay, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Chanel, can you hear me?
I can. Uh-huh.
Good evening. It's LaShondra.
Can
you hear me now?
I can. I apologize. This is the new thing for me, so
okay.
I apologize for that.
I figured you wasn't working the board, but it's okay. It's human error. You will get it. Praise God for discovery, okay?
Amen.
Amen. But I wanted to just piggyback tonight on your topic of distraction. I often use Job as a very good example because God allowed Satan to attack Job to see where his mm-hmm. integrity was, to see if he was faithful, to see if he could just stand the test of suffering and pain. And he did. And often we have to do the same thing, because as Job was afflicted and distracted by all the things that were going around him, his family got killed, his children, his cattle,
yeah.
He got sores. He was afflicted with a whole lot of distractions, okay? So, and he never let his integrity go for God. He never cursed God like his wife told him to do. He never dishonored God. And when we come across those distractions, as we see everyday life, that's the way we should do. We should stand tall in his position, in a position for God, because he is getting ready to elevate us anyway. He's taking us mm-hmm. to the next level, because you see how Job was restored double portion. So that is my comment. We can reap doubly or more bountifully if we don't let distractions take over our life, take over what we're intended to do for God. We don't the flesh, we can put it to the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
We can put our wounds to put in the back, to only let those distractions be distractions to other people and not to us, and let them see how we can stand on God's word and do exactly what he has us to do. That's my comment.
Thank you.
Amen.
I want to say that that is so true, and Job is a good example of that. He's actually one of the number one examples of that. But when you understand, because there's so many different levels of understanding what it is that distractions do, like how it causes, like people literally, you can go into frustration, anger. You know, some people actually act off of distractions and harm other people and things like that. But when you know that the distractions are there for a reason, and you've had them so often to where you can recognize, and God has given you that insight to know that this is what it is, you know, that's how you grow in your levels of understanding. So when they come for you, you'll start knowing the pattern enough to where you can say, you know what, I know what this is now. I know what this is now, and you will not defeat me because the Lord already has the victory in this. He already got it. But you're trying to keep me from what I know that the Lord says is for me. And so, you know, when you get to a certain place in your life to understand that, you're able to conquer in those areas, even though humanly, fleshly, you do get frustrated. There's nothing wrong with being frustrated. It's a human emotion. It's a human feeling, and it is frustrating. But it's how you deal with it. It's how you receive it and understand it that makes the difference. So, you know, that's why I wanted to speak on this, because I honestly would like for, you know, those who hear to understand that it's a normal thing. It happens to everybody. It's not just one specific person. And the reason why it comes is because it tries to take you off course of what God has for you. And so, you know, I'm excited about being able to share this and to have you all on. But, you know, let's give it all out to the world, because that's what our purpose is. Our purpose is to heal, to receive, to heal, and to pour out. Because there's so many different people who are not understanding these things that are very important. They're life-changing. Every topic, every subject is really, truly life-changing. And so I just want to thank you all for being on with me this evening. And I know it's just us. If there's anybody that wants to say anything else, you're welcome to. You know, but if there's nothing any further, I'm going to go ahead and put you on live.
Janelle?
And yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, you live.
Okay. You know, one thing, when you're dealing with distraction and it overwhelms you, it is so important that you have someone that you can call, or, you know, someone that can help you, you know, quiet it down, straighten it out, and take your time to see what it is that is distracting you. Now, when we were talking about Job, and, you know, we were talking about Jesus when he was with Mary and Martha, I apologize. And but there's also another one where, you know, when Jesus and Peter and them were in the boat, and Jesus called Peter, you know, to come into the water to have that faith you're getting ready to talk about. But he got into himself and he got distracted, and he took his eyes off of the Lord, and he began to sink, you know. And when you're dealing with self, you know, you could be your own distraction without really knowing it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when we get overwhelmed, sometimes we get overwhelmed. We want to maybe not push forward, you know, and if something is not going our way, just like you said, when you had, you know, dropped your phone and, you know, you got kind of, you know, upset about it, and you know, I was there to calm, you know, to calm it down, and you know, just talk to you so that you could pull it back up. We need people in our lives to help us to get through some of those distractions that we can't get through when it's personal. We can, like I said, we can always assist other people, but when it becomes ourselves, it's a little bit more harder because it's you, you know. And so I believe that, you know, when you have someone that you can call, someone, you know, that you can talk to, because everybody isn't spiritual. Everybody maybe not touched that base like we have, but we want them, you know, to understand where God is in all of this, you know. But we also have to, you know, speak their language as well, and you know, until they can possibly maybe figure out, you know, let me try and see what Jesus is about. Let me try to see what this, because we're really trying to bring them in and know that our God that we serve is alive and He's for us. He's not against us, you know. And so you had all those distractions, and you weren't going to, may I say this, please? You know, you wasn't sure that you wanted to speak about distraction because there was so much distraction going on. But you, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you that you pushed through and you overcame that distraction that was distracting you. So I just love you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak? So we're good? Anyone else would like to speak at all? All right. So what I'm going to do is basically wrap it up, but I wanted to wrap it up and say this. It's always important to find people who are walking the same walk, or you can see that they're doing a little bit more than where you're at. And I'm not saying that it's not okay to surround yourself around the same like people, but what I'm going to say is that when you evolve or you're crying out and you're needing help, it's always good to try to start being around positive people, people who will uplift you, people who, you know, don't mind praying for you, praying with you, people who are going in the right way, the right direction. A lot of times misery loves company, so misery will try to keep you where it's at. And so when you're fighting or you're asking God to help you, and you're wanting change, you have to actually make the steps for the change. God can open up doors for you, but if you are surrounded by people who, you know, are just like you or don't want anything more than where they're at, that door can be open all day long, but it takes for you to have to get up and walk through it. So I will say that accountability for yourself is key. And I'll keep emphasizing on how important accountability for your own individual self is the most important thing you can do. Self-evaluation, self-awareness, self-love, self-help, self-care, mental health, you know, making sure that the things that you need to address for yourself is taken care of, because until you do that, everything you do is distorted. And it's distorted because you're not even seeing clearly for yourself. And this comes through experience. It comes through, you know, personal experience. It comes through seeing people go through, helping people get through, you know, encouraging other people and them encouraging me and vice versa. This life thing that we're doing is very difficult. It's not easy. But this radio blog show is actually to help guide those who are here to receive. You have to be open and willing to receive for you to see change. And so tonight, that's what I want to leave you with. You can also listen to the replay any day, anytime you would like to. The next topic will be faithfulness, and that will be held next Thursday evening. And I will go ahead and make sure that everyone has all the information for next Thursday. And until then, everyone have a blessed night, and we will speak again next Thursday. Please have your homework assignments on hand because I will be asking questions in regards to faithfulness. What is faithfulness to you? Three things: family, relationship, self. And I'm sorry, spirituality, self, and relationships. Until then, have a blessed night.